This is JIS News. Coming up, Red Stripe production to return to Jamaica, Election Day workers and security forces to vote on February 22, and Crossroads Tax Office to be relocated. The details after the break.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-899-1305 or 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department. Touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Thousands of jobs are to be created in the manufacturing industry following the decision by Red Stripe to return production of its beer brewed for export to the U.S. market to Jamaica. Managing Director of Red Stripe, Ricardo Nuncio, says the company projects to create over 3,000 jobs by returning production to Jamaica. Spin-off economic opportunities will also be provided in agriculture as the company's demand for local cassava is set to increase. The decision to return beer production to Jamaica is part of wider plans by Red Stripe's parent company Heineken to grow the market share of the beer internationally.
There are huge opportunities for Red Stripe globally. We do believe that this brand can cross more borders than it currently has. Heineken operates in more than 70 countries across the world. Heineken brand is sold over 170 countries. So having a brand as iconic as Red Stripe will become a very nice fit for taking the brand to bigger places.
Mr. Nuncio is speaking at a press conference at Red Stripe headquarters in Kingston Wednesday. The company will be increasing its investment in the country as it seeks to ensure it remains competitive in the local market. Election Day workers, police and military personnel will go to the polls on Monday, February 22, 3 days ahead of the rest of the population who are scheduled to vote on February 25. A total of 26,498 Election Day workers, 10,041 police officers and 2,569 soldiers will cast their votes between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. in 282 locations across the island. Under the Representation of the People Act, provisions are made for military and police personnel as well as Election Day workers to vote 3 days before the rest of the population to ensure they are available for duty on Election Day. The Special Services personnel will cast their ballots at the voting location closest to where they're based. Election Day workers will be notified via telephone call or text message of the date, location, and polling stations in which they will cast their votes. The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, says the facial recognition feature in the passport production process is expected to be completed by the end of the 2015-2016 fiscal year in March. Chief Executive Officer Jennifer McDonald says the system aims to further safeguard the identity of persons applying for passports.
One of the main things about this is to reduce double identity, and it really serves to protect the identity of the citizen. Because the worst thing you want is to come and renew your passport and you are being told it's already renewed because someone has stolen your identity.
The feature was initially introduced at the 15 immigration kiosks installed at the Norman Manley International Airport in Kingston and the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay. And the Crossroads Tax Office will be relocated to the H.I. Henriquez Building located at 15A Old Hope Road, Kingston 5, as of Monday, February 22. The new location is directly across from the existing tax office. To facilitate the relocation exercise, Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, is advising that the Crossroads Tax Office will be closed to the public at noon on Friday, February 19. Communications Officer at the TAJ, Leighton Beckles, says the new facility will have improved services and a more spacious environment for customers.
All the services of the current location will still be offered at the new site. TAJ will occupy three levels in the building, which is the ground floor being the banking hall where regular banking transactions are done, as well as the second floor, which will be for customer service, and the third floor, which will be for compliance activities.
As a result of the early closure on Friday, customers should visit either the King Street or the Constant Spring tax offices or any other tax office island-wide. Persons are being reminded that several services are available online via the TAJ website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.